This is Nightline.
Tonight, fake Botox. Health officials sounding the alarm of the rise of counterfeit doses of the cosmetic drug. Clusters of injuries from fake Botox and mishandled injections popping up in 11 states.
This could result in death and paralysis and other complications.
What one woman went through.
I was struggling to breathe, and I sat up all night thinking if I went to sleep, I probably wouldn't wake up again.
And how to make sure the Botox you're getting is safe. Plus, a different world.
Will you have me, Dwayne, as your lawfully wedded husband? Please!
I do!
The cast of the beloved series reuniting for a tour of HBCUs.
They need to know that we're watching you and we're rooting for you.
Raising awareness and money.
Welcome to the Vice President's office.
Hanging out with Vice President Kamala Harris and still getting plenty of love from generations of fans.
The issues that we were dealing with then, we're still dealing with in some way, shape, or form today.
A look back at some of the famous faces who stopped by. And could there be a reboot? And the secrets of the octopus, their extraordinary underwater world.
Nightline, we'll be right back.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. We are a nation obsessed with looking youthful. Millions of Americans turning to Botox to smooth away the lines and years. But today, U.S. health officials issuing an urgent warning to doctors about counterfeit Botox and the serious health problems it can cause. Here's my Nightline co-anchor, Juju Chang.
You've seen the ads.
Own your look with the one and only Botox Cosmetic.
Part of taking care of myself is embracing the things that make me look my best and being intentional about the products I use.
They are targeted, hard to escape, and aimed directly at our desire to look younger, feel better with Botox.
So talk to your doctor about Botox Cosmetic and make it part of what you do for you.
But the lure of what some call the fountain of youth had unintended consequences for one woman who saw a local UK ad on social media for generic Botox injections at a beauty salon.
I could feel my head burning. My eyes were just blistered everywhere. I mean, I was struggling to breathe. And I sat up all night thinking if I went to sleep, I probably wouldn't wake up again.
The Dorset, England resident says what was supposed to be a nearly painless and relatively common procedure turned into a decade-long nightmare that would change her life forever. When the man who she thought was a cosmetic surgeon turned out to be anything but.
They'd found these vials in his freezer, and they had those analyzed, and that came back as unpurified beef gelatin. 3 weeks for the bruising to go and for me to be able to go back to work. And it's left me with permanent damage as well.
With the explosion in popularity of Botox, Marcel is just one of many who've been victimized by unlicensed practitioners using fake versions of the drug.
If you are going to get Botox, make sure you're going to a licensed facility and that you're getting FDA-approved Botox. This is not the time to just go somewhere to where you're not sure is safe.
Now, here in the U.S., an urgent warning from the CDC.
This could result in death and paralysis and other complications.
The CDC, along with the FDA, are investigating clusters of adverse reactions to counterfeit Botox or mishandled injections. At least 22 people in 11 states have been affected within the span of a few months, half of them hospitalized.
In these cases, people resulted in getting actually botulism, which is where you can get paralysis, have problems breathing, problems speaking as a result of this. Almost all had received counterfeit or not FDA-approved Botox, and almost all had been to a place that was not a healthcare facility.
So we're going to pop a fresh Botox right out of the fridge. Lisa is our chief operating officer and is kind enough to be substituting in right now to play the patient role. She's aging incredibly well. So we would just pick and choose certain areas where we'd put a little touch of the Botox.
Botulism toxin injections, more commonly known by the brand name Botox, was first approved in 2002 to treat moderate to severe frown lines in adults. Other brands coming out years later.
In its simplest terms, think of it as kind of preventing a muscle from contracting. The goal with Botox is to make it a little bit softer, so you won't see that same progression of the breakdown of collagen.
But what once was stigmatized by some is now mainstream. Millions of people are getting the procedure with significant increases year after year, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
The entire procedure takes maybe about 5 to 10 minutes or so. We usually have our patients ice afterwards and just sit for a few minutes just to make sure they're not lightheaded, not having any issues.
Dr. Dhaval Bhanusali is a dermatologist based in New York who's worked with stars like Hailey Bieber and Martha Stewart on their skincare lines.
I think it's pretty much everywhere nowadays. The people you would not expect getting Botox are probably getting Botox. But, you know, again, it's a part of everybody's wellness journey.
Botox is seemingly everywhere.
Going over all the places I have had Botox.
From people sharing their own cosmetic journeys on social media.
So let's go get toxed up and get this forehead nice and shiny.
To reality television showcasing Botox parties, like this episode of Selling Sunset.
Guys, I'm so excited. We're here at my broker's open, and it is burgers and Botox.
A little Botox can help me look like myself. Shoot me up.
I think the demographics for Botox have become a lot more varied over the last few years. Definitely more males are coming in. Now I think we have patients coming in maybe 28 and above, male and female.
Especially since the pandemic forced many people to face ourselves a lot more on screen.
I think a lot of people, and then you look at Zoom where you have probably the worst lighting on earth and you're seeing yourself in very harsh conditions, you start thinking about how do I make myself look a little bit better, or at least just fresher.
That fresh look was exactly why Marcel, a dog behaviorist, decided to get the procedure.
This guy turns up and he's in a brand new BMW. He's got a big silver case and it all looked okay. And he said he was a plastic surgeon that trained in America. And he started injecting really quickly, loads and loads and loads of them. And he said, if it doesn't work, you can have a free top-up in 2 weeks' time. I thought, well, while I have my jowls done again with a free top-up, I just will pay and have my brow done. This time, the injections were just like red-hot cigarette ends. He said, put your hand up if it's getting too much, which I did at one point, but I can't take any more of this.
Marcel says she began to swell up immediately after the procedure, which got much worse as time went on.
I just sat up because I was struggling to breathe. All my lymph nodes were up. So I couldn't see out of my eyes because they were completely blistered and shut. And I didn't know what it was. I knew it was an allergic reaction, but I'd never even looked into anaphylactic shock. I didn't realise that's what I was experiencing. By the time I was in hospital, they said I had tachycardia as well, which can kill you.
The incident left her so traumatised that she went to the police and reported that supposed doctor. Local reports say police raided the man's home and found vials labeled Botox, which was found to be counterfeit. And at trial, a forensic plastic surgeon said the vials contained unpurified beef gelatin.
I had no idea there were people that could inject you with anything. I never knew any of this. Now I know so much more, you know, but in hindsight, hindsight's a wonderful thing.
In 2018, Ozan Mellon was sentenced to 4 years in prison on 2 counts of grievous bodily harm. On appeal, a judge shortened his sentence to 2 years. He's now out of prison. For more than a decade, Marcel says she still experiences the lasting impact of that botched procedure.
Over my eyes here, the pain is awful. So even watching TV, I have to push my fingers in to stop the pain. And it's there almost constantly. And my mouth doesn't work in unison anymore. It's damaged the muscles around here, as you can probably see. Yeah, so I looked like I'd had a stroke because all my face was lopsided.
I do believe Botox is safe. It's probably the most used aesthetic treatment out there. And so the question becomes, again, how do we better regulate it? How do we better have the conversations around distribution, education, licensing? Those are all important things to look at in the future to minimize any issues.
For people looking to get Botox injections, Dr. Bhanusali recommends you get treatment done in a clinical setting.
We've been asked so many times to do at-home calls and things like that, and even that, I just don't feel like it's proper medicine, honestly.
And that you should make sure the doctor you're getting them from is properly qualified and following proper procedures.
If somebody's trying to inject Botox for, you know, a small amount of dollars and they're really just trying to rush you to get you to do something, again, just take a step back, breathe. This is not something that should be absolutely a necessity. It's a luxury, right? The cheapest price is not always the best price, and that cheapest price might end up being the most expensive in the long run.
Our thanks to Juju. When we come back, the cast of A Different World on a reunion tour to give back to HBCUs. Could we see a modern-day reboot?
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The hugely popular sitcom A Different World was set in a fictitious, historically black university. With real-life enrollment numbers down today and student debt high, HBCUs are feeling the pinch. The all-star cast of that show, which is still in syndication, hit the road to help. Here's ABC's Ashin Singh.
From this day forth to having a home and richer for poorer, baby, please, please.
I do.
Now, nearly 40 years after that classic episode and many others, the cast of A Different World back together for a reunion tour of historically black colleges and universities.
They need to know that we're watching you and we're rooting for you, because it's very hard on this generation to go to school and finish school financially and other ways. And I feel we're natural ambassadors for the HBCU community.
Yeah, educate them to go.
Already making stops at Clark Atlanta University, Spelman, Morehouse, and Howard University. Looking to raise awareness, enrollments, and scholarship funds. It comes at a critical time for HBCUs, with some facing funding gaps and graduates hit hard by student loan debt.
What was that moment where you said, we got to get the band back together?
It's really simple. A Different World's never been off the air since it premiered in 1987. And, you know, we've been fortunate that we've all been ambassadors for HBCUs. And the idea that if we would come and go back and talk about the show and why not only people who watched it in prime time, but why their children now and their grandchildren watch it, why all these future generations are still finding the evergreen subjects that we talk about relevant today.
That tour also taking them to the White House for a meeting with Vice President Kamala Harris.
Welcome to the Vice President's office.
And I am proudly the first graduate of the HBCU.
Yay!
To ever occupy this.
Come on!
With a briefing on the artworks in her office.
Thurgood Marshall, and the artist Fontenot is actually a Howard graduate.
Oh, right.
And so I keep Thurgood over my right shoulder.
And Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre leading a rendition of the iconic theme song.
It's a different world.
A Different World, now in syndication, was a spinoff from The Cosby Show. Lisa Bonet's character, Denise Huxtable, left home for Hillman College, a fictional HBCU in Virginia.
I'm just sorry I couldn't find a wheelchair.
A wheelchair?
If you put one in the back seat of your car, it's about the only way you can find a place to park that's not in the boonies.
Willie, that's terrible.
The series aired for 6 seasons from 1987 to 1993 and is widely credited with boosting enrollments at HBCUs and also showing the richness and diversity of Black culture.
What's it like for you guys sitting up there and getting these questions from these students who were not born when A Different World was on the air?
And issues that we were dealing with then, we're still dealing with in some way, shape, or form today. And they watched us navigate certain concepts and realities, and they are inspired.
And also, what you have to understand is that what was brilliant about the show was that imparting all of this wonderful information and dealing with all of these topics of import, that fun
yes.
was never absent from our storytelling.
These gherkins are delicious.
Mm. The groundbreaking series, tackling topics like AIDS.
By the following spring, Josie Webb had died of acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Disease we all know as AIDS.
Racism.
My grandfather built this country, man. He fought wars for it. And most places he went wouldn't let him sit down and get a cup of coffee.
And classism.
I mean, imagine coming from an African-American family that owned over 100 slaves.
The show introducing America to Jada Pinkett Smith and future Oscar winners Halle Berry and Marissa Tomei.
Let him go. Come on, baby. No,
legendary rapper Tupac Shakur even making a guest appearance.
You was my first love and I can't get 5 minutes alone with you.
Kadeem Hardison directed the Tupac episode, saying his potential was obvious.
I can't reach that place that he can get to. I don't even know that place.
Established stars like Diane Carroll, Whoopi Goldberg, Lena Horne, Patti LaBelle, and Billy Dee Williams, also visiting Hillman.
This is indeed a very auspicious occasion. Very, very suspicious.
The reunion tour also giving the still close-knit cast an opportunity to hang out together.
It's just a real family affair. So the truth is, yes, it's an opportunity to work, but it's also just an opportunity to hang out with people that you really love.
Sharing some backstage secrets. How producer and director Debbie Allen, a Howard grad, added her own secret sauce to the show.
She walked into the pit and saw salt and pepper and ketchup. She was like, where's the hot sauce? So she put hot sauce in different worlds.
All the tables.
Yes.
I will.
Their take on the now iconic moment where Dwayne Wayne interrupts Whitley's wedding.
Whitley, I love you, and if you'll have me, I want you to be my wife.
I wasn't against us getting married. I just was against breaking up that man's wedding who I supported through his campaign. And I just thought, come on, we love this dude. Why are we going to turn him into this kind of heel? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of guy does that? You have to be really in love.
The actors soaking in all the love from fans.
It's really like a retroactive love affair. Yes. And it's beautiful for us at this age to get all this appreciation. It's quite humbling, actually. Yeah.
We are receiving our flowers now in ways that it never happened before.
I know everybody seeing you guys all together has got super fans excited. Is there any hint at maybe an on-screen reunion for A Different World?
For years, I've said never. Now I just say, never say never.
I would like to see where these characters are in their 50s, and so would I, you know, because that's another change of life.
Our thanks to Ashin. When we come back, the spellbinding secrets of the octopus.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his 3rd bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And finally tonight, Nat Geo's Secrets of the Octopus. The beautiful and intelligent creatures were followed for 2 years across five countries. Marine biologist Dr. Alex Snell followed this octopus for weeks, gaining its trust.
When she reached out her arm and put her suckers on my hand, it just felt like a life-changing moment.
Behavior never before captured, the octopus taking cover in a coconut, documenting how octopuses survive by camouflaging themselves from predators.
Their brain is connected directly to muscles in their skin. The octopus can produce an endless array of patterns and colors.
The three-part Nat Geo series, part of ABC's parent company, Disney, is produced by filmmaker James Cameron. It's streaming now on Hulu and Disney+. And that's Nightline for this evening. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.